More details at GoodShepherdHH.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and you can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR, latest news from the KPR newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Six Democratic lawmakers video this week urging active duty troops to not carry out illegal orders. President Trump says they should be tried for treason. We speak to one of them ahead on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Sales of existing homes were up 1.7%. The average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage in October was 6.25%. About 9 out of 10 sales in the U.S. are of existing homes, not new builds. So the latest data, which shows a slight slowdown from September, is a key indicator of where the housing market is heading. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The attorneys general in Kansas and Missouri are suing the Federal Food and Drug Administration to block the agency's recent approval of a new generic form of an abortion drug. Idaho's attorney general is also a plaintiff in the suit. The FDA approved a generic form of mifepristone in September. In the suit filed yesterday, the three attorneys general say the FDA's approval of the drug undermines public safety and state laws. The suit seeks to reinstate pre-2016 standards for mifepristone, including prohibiting its distribution through the mail. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas says the recently concluded government shutdown could still impact Thanksgiving air travel. Moran held a hearing this week to discuss the effect of the 43-day shutdown on the country's aviation system. Next week is traditionally the busiest travel period of the year, and officials expect 31 million people to fly.
While we anticipate the airlines will be fully or nearly fully recovered from come next week, lingering strain and fatigue on the system perhaps is to be expected.
Moran says he would like to see Congress approve legislation he introduced in March that would allow the FAA to access funds during a shutdown in order to pay air traffic controllers. A shelter-in-place order for residents of New Century and Gardner, Kansas, has been lifted. The order was put in place yesterday afternoon when a fire was reported in New Century in a commercial building where hazardous materials were stored. The order was lifted last night at 9:15. Fire officials say the order was simply precautionary. No injuries have been reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The FBI is offering a $3,000 reward for information about the robbery of a Topeka fast food restaurant. The reward is being offered for information about the August 19th robbery at the KFC at 3920 Southwest 21st Street. The FBI says the suspect was armed with a handgun and demanded money. Anyone with information is asked to contact the FBI's Kansas City office. The Kansas Jayhawks have advanced to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament after a 3-1 win over the Louisville Cardinals last night. KU will next play Duke in Durham, North Carolina. Jayhawks coach Nate Lee says the Jayhawks know they're in for a big challenge.
The ACC had all four Final Four teams last year, and so three of the four one seeds this year, so they're the best soccer conference. This year, the Big 12 was the second-best conference.
Sunday's game is at 1 p.m. In college basketball, the K-State men beat Mississippi State last night 98-77 to stay undefeated at 5-0. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog and showers this morning. High temperatures near 53 degrees. Little windy, too. We'll see gusts up to 20%. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock, then gradually clearing. Tomorrow looks good. Sunny skies with a high near 58 degrees. In Lawrence right now, some rain, 52 degrees. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include MS Now, home to The Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. This
information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. 10 minutes away from the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, after more than 3 years and $6 million, the Kansas Museum of History is finally ready to reopen its doors tomorrow. What has changed in this renovation? We'll get a glimpse of what to expect coming up in about 20 minutes. Here's what to expect for your weather today. Patchy fog and showers this morning. High temperatures this afternoon near 53 degrees. Bit breezy, too. Winds out of the northeast, 10 miles an hour. Gusts up to 20. Chance of precipitation is 90% today. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock. Cloudy skies gradually clearing overnight. Chilly, too. Lows overnight around 38 degrees. The outlook for the weekend is good. Saturday, sunny with a high near 58. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Right now, though, we've got some cloudy skies in Lawrence. 51 degrees at 621.
I'm Paul Henley, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's program, can Zelensky and Europe handle a Ukraine peace plan on which they weren't consulted? And Frida Kahlo mania as a self-portrait sets a record price for a painting by a woman.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2.
Support. This is NPR News.
A bipartisan group in the House wants to ban members of Congress from trading individual stocks. They argue lawmakers have access to information that most Americans don't, and that creates an appearance that they are profiting from their jobs.
We all know what's going on. Congress knows what's going on, and it needs to stop.
I'm Elsa Chang. The quote, fist fight over stock trading on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast. Patchy fog and showers this morning, mainly before noon. Highs this afternoon around 53 degrees. Be windy too. Winds out of the northeast around 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. More details coming right up. It's 6:30.
UPS cargo plane that crashed on takeoff and exploded earlier this month in Kentucky. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Dozens of animals in poor health have been rescued from the home of a Tonganoxie woman who was ordered to surrender them months ago. The Leavenworth County Humane Society announced the rescues on Thursday. The woman who kept the animals, 42-year-old Amanda Fleer, first came to the attention of animal welfare authorities in April 2024. Fleer is already on probation for pleading no contest to animal cruelty charges earlier this year. She was prohibited from keeping animals, but this month animal control officers seized at least 18 dogs from her home, as well as many reptiles and birds. Many of the dogs were covered in fleas. Fleer now faces additional charges. The secretaries of state in Kansas and Missouri will share each other's voter information. That includes personal information on 1.8 million voters in Kansas and more than 4 million in Missouri. The secretaries of state, both Republicans, say the information exchange will help them identify voters who are registered in both states. They say the information will be shared, quote, securely. The Kansas Reflector reports election watchdogs doubt the effectiveness of such interstate voter roll swaps. The Kansas Museum of History in Topeka is reopening tomorrow after a three-year renovation. Dr. Sarah Bell is the director of the museum. She says one of the major changes visitors will see is that the museum is now arranged by themes rather than chronologically.
This thematic structure allows the visitor to really go in whatever order they want and explore this really dynamic Kansas history and to see how it relates to today.
The museum is holding its grand reopening tomorrow with music, Kansas characters, mascots, and historical reenactors. We'll have a feature about the renovated museum coming up in about 8 minutes. If you get a piece of mail promising economic relief for affected Kansas families, it's not a check from the government. It's an ad for an unsecured loan. Consumer advocates are warning Kansans to be on the lookout for such a letter and others like it that seem to be offering government aid. KMBC reports one letter looks like a government-issued check. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog and showers, mainly before noon. High temperatures this afternoon around 53 degrees. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock. Gradual clearing overnight with a low around 38. Tomorrow looks good. Sunny skies with a high near 58. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy, 51 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR
of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Still ahead, militants from an Al-Qaeda affiliate in the landlocked West African nation of Mali have been attacking fuel convoys for months. The blockade has strangled fuel supplies in the capital city, Bamako. We'll get a report in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Weather forecast for today, patchy fog and showers, mainly this morning. High temperatures this afternoon near 53 degrees, a little windy. Could see gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation today is 90%. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock. Gradual clearing overnight. The forecast for tomorrow looks good. Sunny skies with a high near 58. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Right now in Lawrence, some cloudy skies, scattered drizzle, 51 degrees. The time is 6:44.
Next time on Prairie Journal, the story of three generations of Mexican-American women. Dennis Garcia is the author of Las Madres.
These women made these incredible choices, had the stamina, determination to get through all of these challenging times and to have a sense of nurturing their families and helping their communities.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning, I'm Leila Faldil. Next time you're in a New York City subway tunnel, stop for a second, close your eyes, and take a big whiff. Okay, actually, that could be bad. Only try this on the 42nd Street shuttle train platform. That's where Bath & Body Works is pumping vanilla and fresh pine fragrances in the air through November. One writer says it smells very Christmassy. Considering the other things you could be smelling on the subway, sounds like a win. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Odoo, maker of all-in-one management software with the goal of being simple to use for all employees. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com. From Fidelity Investments, a dedicated advisor can help build a flexible wealth plan. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. It took more than 3 years, but the renovation of the Kansas Museum of History is now finished, and the museum, located on the outskirts of Topeka, will reopen its doors tomorrow. KPR's Jim McLean has this preview.
Kansas Museum of History Director Sarah Bell started her dream job shortly after the museum.
Because there is no such thing. It is just an open-air seat with some, it looks like bike pedals, and the elaborate cables that are connected to every single part on this plane. And you think, who would go up in that?
The ramp to the rafters and the technology that brings the Gazette's printing press to life are just a few of the many changes that make the new museum more immersive and interactive. Improvements that Bell hopes will prompt visitors to say that the three-year, $6 million project was time and money well spent. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.
For more information on the reopening of the Kansas Museum of History, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Here at KPR, we have one job, to serve our listeners with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds this service that you rely on. Because you listen to KPR, please consider becoming a member listener today at support.kansaspublicradio.org and help fund the programming that matters. Thanks. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we've got the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog and showers this morning, highs near 53 degrees, windy gusts up to 20 miles an hour, chance of precipitation is 90%. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers early, then gradual clearing overnight with a low around 38 degrees. Forecast for tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 58, Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 62. We can take a sneak peek ahead to next week. Monday, showers likely. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Thanksgiving Day, Thursday. Right now, the forecast for Thanksgiving Day is partly sunny with a high near 45. Sounds like good Thanksgiving Day weather. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 51 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 50 degrees. It's 9 before 7.
The Cure.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm A. Martinez.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, the latest news from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your weather forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
...10,000 Israeli violations of UN resolutions since the two countries agreed to a ceasefire a year ago. Jane Araf reports from Beirut.
UNIFIL said this week it had reported to the UN Security Council over 7,500 Israeli air violations and almost 2,500 ground incursions since the two countries signed a ceasefire a year ago. The Israeli attacks have killed more than 300 people, according to the Lebanese government. UNIFIL says at least one-third were civilians. Israel says it has responded to the military group Hezbollah attempts to rebuild its military capacity. UNIFIL has not recorded any cross-border violations by Hezbollah after the ceasefire. For NPR News, I'm Jane Araf in Beirut.
Today is the scheduled last day of the World Climate Summit in Brazil. Delegates have been wrangling over the use of fossil fuels. You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The attorneys general in Kansas and Missouri are suing the Federal Food and Drug Administration to block the agency's recent approval of a new generic form of an abortion drug. Idaho's attorney general is also a plaintiff in the suit. The FDA approved a generic form of mifepristone in September. In the suit filed yesterday, the three attorneys general say the FDA's approval of the drug undermines public safety and state laws. The suit seeks to reinstate pre-2016 standards for mifepristone, including prohibiting its distribution through the mail. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas says the recently concluded government shutdown could still impact Thanksgiving air travel. Moran held a hearing this week to discuss the effect of the shutdown on the country's aviation system. Next week is traditionally the busiest travel period of the year, and officials expect 31 million people to fly.
While we anticipate the airlines will be fully or nearly fully recovered from come next week, lingering strain and fatigue on the system perhaps is to be expected.
Moran says he would like to see Congress approve legislation he introduced in March that would allow the FAA to access funds during a shutdown in order to pay air traffic controllers and maintain operations. A shelter-in-place order for residents of New Century and Gardner, Kansas, has been lifted. The order was put in place yesterday afternoon when a fire was reported in New Century in a commercial building where hazardous materials were stored. The order was lifted last night at 9:15. Fire officials say the order was simply precautionary. No injuries have been reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Kansas Jayhawks have advanced to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament. That after a 3-1 win over the Louisville Cardinals last night. KU will next play Duke in Durham, North Carolina, the same place last night's match was played and Duke's home field. Jayhawks coach Nate Lee says the Jayhawks know they're in for a big challenge.
The ACC had all four Final Four teams last year, and so three of the four one seeds this year, so they're the best soccer conference. This year, the Big 12 is the second best conference.
Sunday's game is at 1 p.m. This is KU's third overall trip to the Sweet 16 in women's soccer history and the Jayhawks' first since 2019. In college basketball, the K-State men beat Mississippi State last night 98-77 to stay undefeated at 5-0. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog and showers mainly before noon. Highs this afternoon around 53 degrees. A bit breezy, could see gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock. After that, things will gradually clear out. Lows overnight around 38 degrees. The outlook for the weekend right now is really nice. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 58 degrees. The outlook for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. At the moment in Lawrence, cloudy 51 degrees. Topeka, cloudy 50 degrees. Manhattan, rain and 47 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR.
Their blocks on hold, meaning they won't take effect in order to allow time for appeals. Janofsky says this is one way courts tend to fall short.
If it is presumptively illegal to have troops on the streets, it seems completely backwards to let the troops stay on the street until there's a final determination.
White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson told NPR that Trump was within his authority to deploy the guard to D.C. She also said the operation in Memphis has made the city safer. Meanwhile, the Defense Department ordered hundreds of guard forces in Chicago and Portland to leave as federal courts have kept deployments there at a stalemate. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center's Downtown Underground Concert Series, presenting a concert by Canadian folk duo Quote the Raven, November 25th, 7 p.m. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. 10 minutes away from the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, after more than 3 years and $6 million, the Kansas Museum of History is finally ready to reopen its doors tomorrow. What's changed in this renovation? You'll get a glimpse of what to expect. That's in about 20 minutes. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog and showers this morning. High temperatures around 53 degrees today. Tonight, 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock. Gradual clearing overnight. Lows overnight around 38. The outlook for the weekend tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 58. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy 51. Manhattan reporting some rain and 47 degrees.
I'm Paul Henley, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's programme, can Zelensky and Europe handle a Ukraine peace plan on which they weren't consulted? And Frida Kahlo mania as a self-portrait sets a record price for a painting by a woman.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR, Oriole.com. This is NPR News.
A bipartisan group in the House wants to ban members of Congress from trading individual stocks. They argue lawmakers have access to information that most Americans don't, and that creates an appearance that they are profiting from their jobs.
We all know what's going on. Congress knows what's going on, and it needs to stop.
I'm Elsa Chang. The quote, fist fight over stock trading on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, we've got the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast. Patchy fog and showers this morning. High temperatures this afternoon near 53 degrees. Little windy, too, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. We'll have more details coming right up. It's 7:30.
Comes after that, I guess we'll all have to see.
The Trump administration has been seeking to deport Abrego Garcia to Africa. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The secretaries of state in Kansas and Missouri will share each state's voter information. That includes personal information on 1.8 million voters in Kansas and more than 4 million in Missouri. The secretaries of state, both Republicans, say the information exchange will help them identify voters who are registered in both states. They say the information will be shared securely. The Kansas Reflector reports election watchdogs doubt the effectiveness of such interstate voter roll swaps. Dozens of animals in poor health have been rescued from the home of a Tonganoxi woman who was ordered to surrender them months ago. The Leavenworth County Humane Society announced the rescues on Thursday. The woman who kept the animals, 42-year-old Amanda Fleer, first came to the attention of animal welfare authorities in April 2024. Fleer is already on probation for pleading no contest to animal cruelty charges earlier this year. She was prohibited from keeping animals, but this month animal control officers seized at least 18 dogs from her home, as well as many reptiles and birds. The Kansas Museum of History in Topeka is reopening tomorrow after a 3-year renovation. Dr. Sarah Bell is the director of the museum. She says one of the major changes visitors will see is that the museum is now arranged by themes instead of chronologically.
This thematic structure allows the visitor to really go in whatever order they want and explore this really dynamic Kansas history and to see how it relates to today.
The museum is holding its grand reopening tomorrow with music, Kansas characters, mascots, and historical reenactors. We'll hear more about the renovated museum in a feature coming up in about 8 minutes. If you get a piece of mail promising economic relief for affected Kansas families, it's not a check from the government. It's an ad for an unsecured loan. Consumer advocates are warning Kansans to be on the lookout for such a letter and others like it that seem to be offering government aid. KMBC reports one letter looks like a government-issued check. Forecast for today, patchy fog and showers, mainly this morning, high temperatures near 53. Winds out of the northeast around 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 8, then gradual clearing. The outlook for tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 58. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes
7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead, a new report by real estate company Redfin finds home prices in rural America are rising faster than in the suburbs and in the cities. But while home prices continue to rise, incomes in those areas haven't kept up. The implications will be explained in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog and showers, mainly before noon. High temperatures this afternoon, near 53 degrees. Little breezy, winds out of the northeast, 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Chance of precipitation today is 90%. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock. Gradual clearing overnight, low around 38. Forecast for the weekend, not too bad. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 58. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Right now in Lawrence, some scattered rain, 52 degrees at 7:44.
Get set for a good time with Tim Whitmer's Good Time Quintet, next on Live at Green Lady Lounge.
There it is.
I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me for some Kansas City jazz, live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
morning, I'm A. Martinez. It's hard to make it in Hollywood without an agent, even if you're the self-proclaimed king of cheeses. The Parmigiano-Reggiano Consortium says it's signed with United Talent Agency to get product placement in films, TV, and streaming. UTA's clients range from Kevin Hart, Bad Bunny, and Mr. Beast. I get it. You can have all the flavor in the world, but it goes to waste unless it gets on people's plates. You know what I say? It ain't easy being cheesy. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. It took more than 3 years, but the renovation of the Kansas Museum of History is now finished. And the museum, located on the outskirts of Topeka, will reopen its doors tomorrow. KPR's Jim McLean has this preview.
Kansas Museum of History Director Sarah Bell started her dream job shortly after the museum closed. So for the past 3 years, her singular focus has been on the $6 million renovation project, a revitalization, she says, that was sorely needed.
If people are familiar with the old gallery we opened on this plane, and you think, who would go up in that?
The ramp to the rafters and the technology that brings the Gazette's printing press to life are just a few of the many changes that make the new museum more immersive and interactive. Improvements that Bell hopes will prompt visitors to say that the three-year, $6 million project was time and money well spent. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.
For more information about the reopening of the Kansas Museum of History, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theodorelawrence.com.
Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Up next, it's the Marketplace Morning Report. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical Frank Cordelia today, we will have live music for flute and piano in the 11 o'clock hour from the KPR Live Performance Studio. The flutist will be featured in tomorrow night's Topeka Symphony Concert at Washburn called Color and Light. You can get the scoop on that at topekasymphony.org. If you're listening to KPR 2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog and showers this morning. High temperatures today near 53 degrees, winds out of the northeast 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers until about 8 o'clock. Gradual clearing overnight, a little chilly, lows overnight around 38. Forecast for the weekend looks nice. Saturday, sunny with a high near 58, calm wind. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. In Lawrence right now, some scattered rain showers, 52 degrees. Topeka reporting some rain as well, and 50 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 8.
With the Associated General Contractors of America.
28% of contractors, as of late August, say they've been either directly or indirectly impacted by enhanced ICE enforcement.
For some, the impact has been devastating. Complete Roofing Solutions in D.C. closed. In an automated email, the company said its crews were terrified of working in the city and, quote, "We have nothing to do but close the company." Marketplace reached out to ICE for comment, but didn't hear back by deadline. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nancy Fargali. Our digital team includes Antoinette Brock, Emily McCune, and Dylan Nietinen. Our engineers are Rachel Breeze and Tessa Block. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Jonathan Brook, a singer-songwriter merging folk, melodic pop, and roots rock, Sunday, November 23rd, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. News is next. It's 8 o'clock.
The administration has demanded that India stop purchasing Russian oil. Officials claim India has been helping pay for Russia's war in Ukraine. NPR's Omkar Kandekar has this report.
Indian conglomerate Reliance Industries bought Russian oil worth billions of dollars last year. Now it says it has stopped its purchases to comply with the European Union's upcoming sanctions on Russia. The announcement comes weeks after President Trump said that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi had promised to stop buying Russian oil. The White House doubled its tariffs on India to 50% earlier this year, calling it a penalty for such imports. India has called the US's actions unfair and unjustified. But last month, Reuters reported that India's other oil refineries also plan to reduce its imports from Russia. Omkar Khandekar, NPR News, Mumbai.
President Trump will welcome New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani to the White House today. Both have heavily criticized each other. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The attorneys general in Kansas and Missouri are suing the Federal Food and Drug Administration to block the agency's recent approval of a new generic form of an abortion drug. Idaho's attorney general is also a plaintiff in the suit. The FDA approved a generic form of mifepristone in September. In the suit filed yesterday, the three attorneys general say the FDA's approval of the drug undermines public safety and state laws. The suit seeks to reinstate pre-2016 standards for mifepristone, including prohibiting its distribution through the mail. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas says the recently concluded government shutdown could still impact Thanksgiving air travel. Moran held a hearing this week to discuss the effect of the shutdown on the country's aviation system. Next week is traditionally the busiest travel period of the year, and officials expect 31 million people to fly.
While we anticipate the airlines will be fully or nearly fully recovered from come next week, lingering strain and fatigue on the system perhaps is to be expected.
Moran says he would like to see Congress approve legislation he introduced in March that would allow the FAA to access funds during a shutdown in order to pay air traffic controllers and maintain operations. A shelter-in-place order for residents of New Century in Gardner, Kansas, has been lifted. The order was put in place yesterday afternoon when a fire was reported in a New Century commercial building where hazardous materials were stored. The order was lifted last night at 9:15. Fire officials say the order was simply precautionary. No injuries have been reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Kansas Jayhawks have advanced to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament, that after a 3-1 win over the Louisville Cardinals last night. KU will next play Duke in Durham, North Carolina, the same place as last night's match was played, also Duke's home field. Jayhawks coach Nate Lee says the Jayhawks know they're in for a big challenge.
The ACC had all four Final Four teams last year, and so three of the four one seeds this year, so they're the best soccer conference. This year, the Big 12 was the second best conference.
Sunday's game is at 1 p.m. This is KU's third overall trip to the Sweet 16 in women's soccer and the Jayhawks' first since 2019. In college basketball last night, the K-State men beat Mississippi State. 98-77, K-State stays undefeated at 5-0. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog and showers this morning, highs near 53 degrees. Little breezy with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock. Clearing skies after that, lows overnight around 38. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 58. Sunday looks like it will be mostly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we've got some rain, 52 degrees. Topeka reporting rain and 50 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR.
From University of Kansas. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. 10 minutes away from another news update from NPR and from KPR. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, the U.S. has added four leftist groups from Europe to the State Department's foreign terrorism list. That's raising questions about whether that move will be used to support terrorism charges against Americans. We'll hear more about that in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. If you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard a few membership drives on KPR, and we know sometimes it can be tough to take that first step to making a donation. You may ask, does it really matter? Well, yes, it really matters. Your support, combined with all KPR members, makes amazing things happen. Join today at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you. Still could be some patchy fog out there. Showers expected to linger until about 12 o'clock today. High temperatures this afternoon around 53 degrees. Tonight, 20% chance of showers until about 8 o'clock. Gradual clearing overnight. Forecast for tomorrow, not too bad. Sunny skies, highs near 58. Forecast for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. In Lawrence right now, some rain, 52 degrees. The time is 8:21.
Support for NPR.
A bipartisan group in the House wants to ban members of Congress from trading individual stocks. They argue lawmakers have access to information that most Americans don't, and that creates an appearance that they are profiting from their jobs.
We all know what's going on. Congress knows what's going on, and it needs to stop.
I'm Elsa Chang, the quote, fist fight over stock trading on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered with your host, Laura Lawson, this afternoon from 3 to 7 right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and from KPR, and a complete look at your weather forecast. Right now in Lawrence, some rain, 52 degrees, Topeka reporting rain and 50 degrees. It's 8:30.
Structure ahead of winter. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
New York City's incoming mayor, Soran Mamdani, says it was his team that reached out to the White House to arrange today's meeting with President Trump. The two were expected to discuss the U.S. economy and affordability when they sit down in the Oval Office. Mamdani is a Democratic socialist whom Trump has referred to as a communist. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The secretaries of state in Kansas and Missouri will share each state's voter information. That includes personal information on 1.8 million voters in Kansas and more than 4 million voters in Missouri. The secretaries of state, both Republicans, say the information exchange will help them identify voters who are registered in both states. They say the information will be shared securely. The Kansas Reflector reports election watchdogs doubt the effectiveness of such interstate voter roll swaps. Dozens of animals in poor health have been rescued from the home of a Tonganoxie woman who was ordered to surrender them months ago. The Leavenworth County Humane Society announced the rescues on Thursday. The woman who kept the animals, 42-year-old Amanda Fleer, first came to the attention of animal welfare authorities in April 2024. Fleer is already on probation for pleading no contest to animal cruelty charges earlier this year. She was prohibited from keeping animals, but this month animal control officers seized at least 18 dogs from her home, as well as many reptiles and birds. The Kansas Museum of History in Topeka is reopening tomorrow after a three-year renovation. Dr. Sarah Bell is the director of the museum. She says one of the major changes visitors will see is that the museum is now arranged by themes instead of chronologically.
This thematic structure allows the visitor to really go in whatever order they want and explore this really dynamic Kansas history and to see how it relates to today.
The museum is holding its grand reopening tomorrow with music, Kansas characters, mascots, and historical reenactors. If you get a piece of mail promising economic relief for affected Kansas families, it's not a check from the government. It's an ad for an unsecured loan. Consumer advocates are warning Kansans to be on the lookout for such a letter and others like it that seem to be offering government aid. KMBC reports one letter looks like a government-issued check. Kansas Legal Services says that's just meant to dupe recipients into believing the letter is urgent and legitimate. Forecast for today, patchy fog and showers, mainly before noon, highs near 53 degrees tonight. 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock, gradual clearing overnight. The forecast for tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 58. Forecast for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. It's 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from...
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Glad you're with us. Coming up in about 10 minutes, militants from an Al-Qaeda affiliate in the landlocked West African nation of Mali have been attacking fuel convoys for months. For months, the blockade has strangled fuel supplies in the capital, Bamako. We will have a report in about 10 minutes. Weather forecast for today, still some patchy fog out there, showers as well. That's all expected to last until about noon. High temperatures around 53 degrees. Chance of precipitation today is 90%. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock, then gradual clearing overnight with a low around 38. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 58. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Sounds like a nice autumn weekend. Right now, though, in Lawrence, some rain. 52 degrees. The time is 8:44.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the exotic sounds of vibraphonist Mark Riddle, Mr. Howley, and Tiki Vibes, plus the bongos, flutes, and guitars of Los Admiradores. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning, I'm Leila Faldil. Next time you're in a New York City subway tunnel, stop for a second, close your eyes, and take a big whiff. Okay, actually, that could be bad. Only try this on the 42nd Street shuttle train platform. That's where Bath and Body Works.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today. In the 11 o'clock hour, we've got some live music for flute and piano from the KPR Live Performance Studio. The flutist will be featured in tomorrow night's Topeka Symphony Concert at Washburn called Color and Light. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Had a pretty good typo that didn't make it onto the air today, thank goodness. But in the story about sheltering in place and the sheltering in place order being lifted earlier, I had at first typed sheltering in lace, which I just think is a nice visual image. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog and showers, mainly before noon, high temperatures near 53 degrees, little breezy winds out of the northeast, 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Chance of precipitation today is nearly certain, 90%. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock. Gradual clearing overnight, lows around 38. The outlook for the weekend is pretty good. Saturday, sunny with a high near 58. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Sneaking a peek ahead to next week. Monday, showers. Tuesday, Wednesday, mostly sunny. Thanksgiving Day right now, the forecast is for partly sunny skies with a high near 45. Right now in Lawrence, some rain, 51 degrees at 9 before 9.
Featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. Available to stream on demand on the PBS app.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us for Morning Edition again on this Friday morning. Keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is next, right after the news from NPR on KPR2. You've got news from the BBC. Still some patchy fog out there, showers as well. This all lasting until about noon. Highs today about 53 degrees. Tonight, 20% chance of showers before 8 o'clock. Gradual clearing overnight, lows around 38. Once all the rain moves out tonight, we should be left with a nice weekend forecast for Saturday. Sunny skies with a high near 58. Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 62. Sounds like a great weekend. In Lawrence right now, rain 51. Topeka, rain 49 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR.